You start the recording, please. Thank you. It's 4:45, a call at labor meeting, January 27th order. President Steve Almond.
Tim Johnson.
Audrey Nelson.
Steve Wilkins, Finance Director.
Larry Cruz, City Administrator.
Dennis Anderson was not able to make it, and Andrew Plowman was not able to make it, so Sean Muskie may be joining us soon, according to Ms. Nelson.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, I hate to interrupt, but
sure.
Also, I had a call from Ron Christensen this afternoon.
Yeah.
He's got shingles real bad. He's not feeling good, so he asked me to come, but I said I was already, said I'd cover for Dennis, so. And then he tried to, I don't know who else he tried to call, but he couldn't find anybody, so.
He contacted me, said he could make it, but I assume there might be some other people here. So we'll have to deal with three of us, and that's fine. I told Sean when it goes up. Any public comments? We have some people in the group today. Is there any public comments? Anybody want to talk? Okay. Supervisor's labor contract update, item number three. You want to go ahead, Larry?
No, if you.
Well, we had made the changes here. I got to find it here. Hold on. I'm not the human resource coordinator. Oh, on the, you're talking about the January 13th, 2016 meeting?
Yes.
Oh, correct. All right, yeah, we made some adjustments there due to the little confusion on the insurance. And thought we'd bring that back for discussion. It has to be formally approved and recommended to the City Council for that change to bring everybody in line, I think, which was what we thought would be best is to everybody pay the same amount. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, the agreement was to set the city contribution at $1,428, $1,428. And we were hoping to get some of the language clarified in all three contracts. And right now there's a question on a little bit of the terminology regarding insurance. One contract says all full-time and probationary, and really our insurance really applies to all year-round employees that work more than 20 hours. And so probationary is just like any other employee. They come, they get on the insurance the following month, and if they're discharged during their probationary period, just they go COBRA. And so the word probationary probably isn't necessary. And then one of the contracts says permanent part-time, and there really isn't such a thing as permanent part-time. It's part-time. And so the league shies away from that language using the word permanent in there. So we want to clarify that. And so tomorrow there's a conference call with Tim and Dennis and myself just to clarify a little verbiage on, I think the end result, if it says all year-round employees that work more than 20 hours is probably what we need in all three contracts. So just some clarification on that language. And then the league wanted us to have similar language regarding the Affordable Health Care Act that is in the general AFSCME, but not in the LELS. And so tomorrow we're going to have a conference call with Frank and clarify, just those two items, and then the contracts will be ready to finalize. So I would just call them cleanup items. I don't believe it takes any council action or committee action.
Until you get that all straightened up, and I'll come back again.
Well, I guess maybe I'd ask the question I'm not sure there's any substantive changes at all. It's more of a clarification. Tim, do you want to comment?
That's what I understand. I haven't.
The council approved the contract subject to getting this insurance language straightened out. And now, as long as the unions and city agree on this minor tweak on all year-round employees that work more than 20 hours versus all permanent and probationary, all permanent, part-time and probationary. And anyway, it's just a, I think it's a nuance we, that won't be objected to by anybody, and get it uniform in all three contracts. So the council's already approved the, you know.
You're having a conference call with?
Frank Madden tomorrow.
So maybe, I would think if there's an actual change to the contract, we probably have to address it, but I would look to him to see what he says we have to do. Because it's probably not an issue, it's just more of a make sure it's legal.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Anything else on discussion on that issue? Number three. Human resource coordinator job description. Got a chance to read it. Any questions or suggestions from the group as to anything we should add or change on what we're proposing to do with this new position? Larry, you want to explain how this job description was arrived?
Well, you know, and I'm kind of new to this conversation, but this is taken off of a similar one from Lino Lakes. And, you know, as I went through it, I thought it covered the majority of the items that you're interested in this position covering. I have not had a chance to go back to staff and get some input from the finance director and the city clerk treasurer and people that are actually doing these job functions and, you know, to get input from them. But I was looking for a little direction from the committee on your wishes.
Well, I think the first obvious question is who's doing the service now, providing the service now, or performing the duties now, and how that's going to change with any individual, and how that's going to affect the operations. We'd all know that we've talked about it for quite a while about having a human resource person. I believe there's money in the budget for that. As far as the job duties, I don't know how it will affect the existing staff. I guess that's a concern that you'll have to address. Are you going to be meeting with them soon?
I wanted to, you know, share this with you and get a little more clarification on what your goals were. But this really is a pretty all-inclusive description of someone who would manage the human relations side of, you know, employment relations.
Okay. Yeah, Audrey, go ahead.
Is this a department director that reports to you?
That's what's
proposed to you?
Yeah.
So I was curious about the coordinator concept versus human resource director kind of thing.
The verbiage that the council, that I've seen the council use, was director.
Okay.
And so that would probably be more appropriate than coordinator.
And where did this come from?
This one was from Lionel Lakes, was, and there are others that I can look into.
Well, I like number 16, performs other duties as assigned to her parent, because we're on a new venture here, and we're going to have some type of it's going to take some time to maybe form this position or mold that position to something we want to fit in with the existing staff and the city administrator and the city council. But I have nothing to say about it. It's if you recommend it from Lana Lakes, I'm sure it's a footprint to go off of. And,
well, I think it's a starting point for the conversation with staff, because they may have some other input.
And it says on there that the list of essential functions is kind of a guide only and not meant to be all inclusive, you know. So it's subject to change, or just, I think, a pretty liberal interpretation. So.
I agree. As far as the qualifications, do you feel sufficient or with what they have, 3 to 5 years experience? Bachelor's degree.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I have no specific issues with this one. I think it might be good for you to look at a couple more and put them together and with how you see it operating and bring it back. But I guess that concern for the title, and I think that was one of the questions that I had. But as far as functions and those types of things, I think we've got some work to do to see how it's going to fit together with others. And I don't know that community, if that's some, you know, an organizational plan that works with Wilmer's, with how they've put this together, or matches or those types of things. So I would wonder, you know, if we need a couple more for you to put together and come back with some things.
I wanted to introduce this and then, you know, get input from staff, but make sure that it is heading in the right direction.
Okay.
As far as the degree, I'm not really in touch with good, better, or best, and what the pay range is going to require, how it fits into the budget with the level of education that's required that we have here. I don't know if that's adequate or not. Is that anybody had a chance to look at that or thought about it? Or is that something we can talk about later? What do we currently have in our budget for that? I was just kind of curious.
I believe there's $60,000, but I'm not sure that would be adequate. We'd have to look at.
I don't think that's going to probably cut it either. Okay. Any other questions or comments from the committee? Larry? Audrey, go ahead.
It might be appropriate for you to come back with a salary range recommendation based off on what you're putting together, too.
That would be helpful.
I will do that. I'll vet it with staff and come back with a range.
Any other discussion on that issue? We have item number 5, insurance contract language update, and that cell phones and...
What item are you on, Steve?
We have the cell phone update. I had some questions on that. Are those topics, Larry, you put on the agenda just for discussion or just for information?
Well, someone had asked me for, Mr. Chair, someone had asked me for a copy of who has cell phones, and you know, the following is a list. Mm-hmm. In doing the list, you know, we learned of one change that the police, I believe, are going to need an additional phone, and then we have at waste treatment, we may have one phone that will go away. But other than that, it was just a general list of who in the city has cell phones, and so I brought forward a list.
So we have 49 cell phones currently, correct?
Yep.
Well, I don't know.
They aren't cell
phones.
There's
some other stuff listed in there, too.
Like our iPads are in there.
Yeah. And I don't know why the iPads are listed, but because I don't think any of them are using the cellular towers. We strictly use Wi-Fi, correct?
Well, it's just, I've asked before because I used to try to connect to wireless wherever you go, and the contract that we have is for Sprint, and I'm sure that's why it's listed there, because it's unlimited, and it so you don't have to worry about connecting with it. So it is an actual Sprint that you can use, you know, on your iPad. That's how it's connected. So.
But it may, with the new ones that are coming out and
I
shortly.
Always use Wi-Fi for mine. In other words, I use Wi-Fi here, Wi-Fi at home.
Yep, I do too.
Yeah,
sure. I do too.
I never use it anywhere else that it's not.
And if I go somewhere else, I used to connect. And actually, safety-wise, they tell you not to do that because.
Well, that was my question, though. I didn't know that we had cellular.
Yeah, you
access,
can use it. You can
use
it
a cell tower,
without
which,
the.
And I wouldn't. I know, you know, but I mean. And I don't know why we would have that. I guess I would kind of question that expense that we're paying that for.
I was told there wasn't an additional charge. That's how because they were government, that's the contract that we have. And it's unlimited. And I've had to use it. Tried to use it out at the lake. And because Sprint doesn't always work out there either, because there can't get access to Wi-Fi. So But that's what I was told, anyway.
Sure. Go ahead, Tim.
I have another question. I mean, I'm curious about what the costs are for all of these, and if we're paying for, if we pay the full cost of the phone, or if we give a stipend, a fixed amount towards the cost. I know when I worked for the state, they, my employees, there were two things that, to the phone policy, and the state made these changes at some point, and one was you had to determine if there was a need for that employee to have a phone, and then secondly, well, firstly, I guess it was a stipend. They would give only a stipend. They wouldn't pay the full cost of the phone. Because, you know, and their experience was that three-fourths of the calls were personal, not business-related. But there was, if there, but then secondly, if there was a need for the phone, then they would pay the stipend towards the cost of the phone for the employee, but not the full cost. And I don't know how we're really doing it. I've asked that before, and it's always like, we don't have a cell phone policy, and
we do.
Last year. We looked at it, but I don't know if we ever adopted that. I don't remember.
I think we did.
I believe it was tabled.
Yeah. Oh, was it tabled?
Because of concerns about accessibility or security concerns. It was tabled, though, I believe the council.
But I think we should. I think the council should revisit that at a on a future agenda, either probably at finance committee to look at what we're doing with cell phones, look at the costs. And I think the city could save some money there and still provide the needs that the city needs, you know, for employees to have phones. But then we're not paying for things that we aren't using or subsidizing stuff that we shouldn't be. That's my feeling.
Mr. Chair, Councilmember Johnson. Right now I believe that the city has unlimited data, and then each phone has, I believe, 400 minutes. And we're just using a small fraction of the allocated minutes that we get. And I don't know what that total amount is, but I'm going to just estimate it as well below 50%. And so if anybody would exceed their 400 minutes, then they would just go into the pool, and there is no additional cost to the city for additional minutes. And if there is additional costs, then the employee would be responsible for that. But we're so far from using. And the city, as I understand it, has gotten away from circulating bills and identifying which are personal calls and telling.
I'm just saying that when the state looked at it, I got a big report about we're going to change the policy on cell phones. And because they were paying full price for a lot of phones, they did, you know, and I don't know exactly what all the limits were for each, because each department might have had a variation, but they did go to a monthly stipend to save the cost, save tax, you know, they're using taxpayer money, and I think the feeling was that they don't want to be paying for personal calls, personal use, you know. I know that, you know, a couple of my employees that had a need for a phone, they openly said, yeah, I use it more for personal than I do business, but when I need it, I need it, you know, because I had those two people were often away from the office, and we had to be able to reach them. Therefore, they were justified in having one. That's all. And I'm just wondering if there's any cost savings there for the city. So I'd like to see those costs, or have them circulated, or go to finance committee maybe and start there. You know.
Yep. You want to make that a motion or
no? Well, yeah. I don't disagree with looking at the cost, but I think if we're going to do that, I think we also should be looking at how many employees do we have that are using their personal phone for city business, because. I guess I would see it as an efficiency also option of if they get their emails, their response time, those types of things. So I think just on the reverse side that cell phones are a way of life, and they contain emergency information, they contain a way to have emails and be in more than one place at one time. My observation of people who are in meetings that they need to respond with that. So I think we need to look at the other side of it and make sure that we're providing the correct service for our staff to be able to do their job efficiently also.
Well, that's one of the points that I was making, yeah. I think, was that, you know, does this employee have a need, you know, and if they do, no problem. But then it's what do we want to pay for? Do we want to pay for the whole cost or a stipend, you know?
I think it's good to review it, Tim. It's a good point.
So,
I'm not saying we'd make any changes with,
no.
If we have a limited plans and we get a deal on them, probably maybe that's as good as we can do. I don't know.
And I have observed, I think, employees that have two phones, one for personal and one for, you know, with that too. So I don't know where that is at, but I think just so we're doing, we're keeping up with the demands of technology, I think, with our employees.
That's a good point, Audrey.
Mr. Chair, you know, I agree with Audrey or Steve that the technology or device policy was tabled, and perhaps I can bring that back along with the financial information that you want, and we could make sure that if we haven't an updated policy, we adopt it. I think the phones are roughly, you know, I recall about $58 a month for a data and 400-minute plan. Right now, I don't believe we are reimbursing anybody. There was talk about $50 a month reimbursement, and I don't believe we're doing that for anybody. And I think there was some issues with that, and that's why that hasn't been done.
Well, it's good to review things every once in a while. Yeah, go ahead, Audrey.
I'd be curious, too, when we're looking at policies, what our phone policy is for our new phone system. It's my understanding that people can track phone calls, and I think that we should have a policy about who's tracking, who has access to tracking the phone calls here that come in, both for the protection of the public and even for our protection of knowing what employees, I mean, that's a confidential kind of thing, and I think we need a policy regarding that. If we have one, it maybe needs to be reviewed. Because our new system is different than the old.
Yes.
And I'm not sure there is a policy for that.
I currently don't know if I don't think we've ever addressed that issue as far as...
Well, it's been questioned, yeah. And that people have known that phone calls were made to City Hall, and I think I have a concern about who's tracking what calls.
Mm-hmm. It's public data, but you're wondering who has access to it immediately.
Who gets told that so-and-so called? And how does the system work?
It's a good question. You have that written down?
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion on the cell phone issue? Now we'll move into council retreat. Mary's been busy, but our previous facilitator we had here approximately 6-8 months ago.
So I emailed you all a copy of Bruce's proposal, and he's proposing basically a 4-hour session with a follow-up. And he presented 3 dates, and it just happens the fall in the week when we have committees. And when we look at all the vacations that people have and the number of people, it's really hard to pick a date. And the target date that looked the best was February 10th, and that would probably be 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock, something like that, so we get it as late in the day as possible. Tim just had emailed me today and said that he may have a conflict on that date. I know the mayor had a conference call at work, and that interfered a little bit, and I think that he may have rearranged that, but the 9th, 10th, or 12th are 3 dates that Bruce suggested. Otherwise, his schedule is pretty booked up in February, and I was trying to get it as soon as I could. Mm-hmm. And then also there's a lot of staff vacations, etc., that are in the month. So it's really hard to come up with a date.
Well, if we're looking at March, first or second week in March, we have to bring it back to that date. Where it's a possibility, and you don't have Bruce's schedule or his availability for March.
No, I don't.
And we're looking at 4 hours. Is that something that this committee or the council feels is going to be enough time to deal with this issue? Or in the past, we've taken out of town and had a day and a half retreat. is that something we want to discuss or want to think about, or should we just stay with the 4-hour period and do something in the community here, or do we need to do it in a different location?
Just a question, is that his recommendation, the 4 hours?
Yes, he said that he thought 4 hours would be ample time following up on the previous retreat that you had last fall.
And then I missed, are we definitely out for the 9th, 10th, or 12th? Or is that, are those dates still something that we're looking at?
I'll be gone on the 10th and 11th.
So the 9th and the 12th would still be an option?
Yeah, they would be, but that kind of crimps me on the 9th and the 10th for my plans. You know,
okay.
They get jammed together a little bit tight there.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I can probably do it, but I'm...
I know Steve said he had surgery the week of the 15th for 7 or 8 days there.
Yeah.
Well, what's on this sheet that you handed us is 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
That's his window of time that he's open.
Oh, that he's available.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say.
So basically it would just be probably from 4 o'clock till, say, 9 o'clock with...
That's a Friday. Not that it matters, but... So if we don't pick one that week, we're looking at March?
How about the 9th? Is that...
February 9th, Tuesday?
Gives us only 4 hours. I mean, he's got a 4-hour window, and the tentative thing was for 5 hours, wasn't it?
Well, we talked about 4 hours, and I was throwing a little extra in there.
Okay.
So.
Do we need to go back to him and ask for some dates in March and then send them out that we can pick one and put these two out there to see if there's still an option?
That's a good point. I think we should look at March. You know, at first I want to talk to Larry about it. It's almost impossible sometimes to get everybody there, but it sure would be great if we could. And I think we should try to attempt that. If we can't, then I don't know. The sense of urgency is something we've been talking for quite a while. I'd like to get it off our bucket list. But if we have to postpone it till March, I don't see any problem with that. Have you heard anything else from any other council people as far as the amount of time, if that's lengthy enough, or are we going to plan another session after that?
Well, there is a follow-up, but he thought 4 hours was ample time to do it. He would prefer the 4. He suggested the 4. He wasn't very supportive of a full-day event.
Okay. But just some topic points. I don't know if this would be the time to have it on our agenda of less of things to discuss. But for years we've been talking about other options and how to deal with the infrastructure in our community and how we're going to pay for it. because our community investment fund is falling, you know, we should be talking about some of those major issues. I would think that a consensus should be made at that time. It would be great if we could somehow have that on as a talking point of conversation. To at least maybe steer us in a different way to deal with the issue.
I'm curious with what he has listed on here. Maybe those are things, because it's not things that we're talking about dealing with in this round, is it? From what I'm looking at?
I think that could be a separate workshop in itself.
That we... I think we need to work on a date.
Yeah, that's the most important thing right now. You bet. Sean, just for information, we're dealing with a retreat. We're trying to get some dates put together here if we have time to review them. But we're looking at... Some people are on as sick with the shingles.
Oh, no.
That could be 30 days. Who knows?
Right.
I've heard some horror stories about that type of illness. and then Tim has some conflicts, and I have a surgery coming up on the 15th for my knee, so I'll be incapacitated that week for sure. So now we're almost pushing the end of February, and the dates that he passed out there, the 9th, 10th, and 12th. February. And we're thinking about moving it up into March sometime to see what's available.
The 10th, there's already a couple people not available, right?
Pardon me, Audrey?
The 10th is kind of eliminated because there were a couple people already not available, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who's responded. I guess I haven't talked to anybody, don't know, so.
This is first I've seen it.
I responded to Larry, so I mean, that's.
All those dates work for me.
All those work for you?
Except the timing of those.
Are you at hours there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The hours will be a little trickier. Oh.
These are the dates that he's available.
Right.
Or the timeframes he's available.
Yeah, I would, on the 10th I could show up, it would be like this time, that's a Wednesday. And Fridays, that would work as well. So just for me, the 10th one doesn't work.
All right, I guess we're under the impression we might have to push up to March, Larry.
Okay.
See what you can do.
Any days better than other days?
Friday afternoon sometimes works best for me. Just get it done.
If we're picking I'm sorry, Steve.
Or Friday afternoon into early evening works sometimes well. Might be interfering with a lot of people's plans on the weekend, but either that or else a Thursday would be great too. We have had them on Saturdays before too, I think at the KEC in the past.
Hey, I was just going to suggest if it's like committee week, I mean, that you got half of people committed.
Right.
That are, I mean, maybe that's a.
And that's kind of why we focused on this week.
To look at that, we can adjust for that. So.
Yeah. Well, any further discussion on it? Now we're just going to direct Larry to see what we can set up for March. And just email us up, and we'll hopefully get quick responses so you can get it taken care of. The other issue, I talked to Larry before, we had talked about council education updates training. We had our League of Minnesota Cities came into one of our council meetings prior to when we had a meeting on employee-employer relationships, do's and don'ts. We had a list of other topics that we were thinking about arranging also. But I think what I'll do is review some of those list of items that we had concerns on, and if there's any direction that any of the people here on the board or the council would like to have training on, I think we should maybe just continue chipping away at a few of those items. So we'll put that on our next agenda if we could, Larry.
Okay.
For continuing education training maybe for council people. Yeah, and the staff, yeah.
I'm curious because they had some recommendations for us. So do we know what that is, and are they asking us to do that?
No, they're not asking us. We requested them. We had a conference call here, I think me and the mayor, and I'm trying to remember. Mr. Mayor, do you remember who else was there?
Mr. Halliday.
Mr. Halliday, that's right.
And Doug Gronwin.
That's right, and Doug was here, and we had a good conversation. We had a list of those items. I don't know where they're at now. I might be able to find them in my office. More than likely, they're discarded. But I do have some other. There's a lot of things on the League of Minnesota website that you can do yourself as an individual to get training on online classes, you might say. Let's bring that back in next committee. If you have any ideas, we'll talk to Larry about them, see if we can set up another time after our retreat to address some of those continuing education classes.
It might be okay to have that list even to work with Bruce Miles on it, because I think
I'm sure we can find it.
But even one of those is just I mean, we had that presentation on what is governance.
Right.
I'm not sure if we need to go back, you know, to the beginning with that. They just did had a session last weekend. I don't think anyone went to, but for new council members or experienced council members.
Sorry,
but I think they you know, understanding your roles and those kinds of things, maybe it's time that we commit to signing on the line that we understand our roles versus just listening to. So.
Sure, good point. We'll put that on the next labor agenda, good Larry, and maybe we can find a list of all those recommended sessions that they were able to help us with. Anything else, Mr. or Ms. Nelson?
Is that list something that could be shared with?
Sure.
So that we could kind of talk about it in conjunction with what we need to accomplish at a retreat?
Could be.
Is that something that
could
can be?
Yeah, Mr. Mira, yeah, go ahead.
I think that it would behoove the chair and the city administrator to have a conversation again with Doug Gronley. I believe that there probably are some recommended classes they would like to see us take. If my memory serves me correctly, I believe it does.
Yeah, thank you. We'll be in touch with them. We'll get out a list to everybody. How does that sound? With some possibilities. And then we can see what the committee or council thinks would be points of interest that they'd like to participate in. Okay. Anything else? Larry, do you have anything else for the...
Well, I'd just like clarification on the retreat. Then I assume then that we'll go ahead and ask Bruce to proceed. And then he could start meeting with staff and doing interviews with the council in preparation for that. He would do a telephone call to each council member and gather your issues and concerns.
Yeah. I don't see any problem with that. I think it was helpful last time.
And then we'll follow up with a date in March.
Sound good? Any questions? That's all we have on the agenda. Any other points of interest or discussion or anything else?
I was also asked for this compensation worksheet, and I'll hand out there's a minor edit on there. Maybe I'll ask Steve if you want to just explain the... One of the council members asked me to put together a total compensation package based on the action that was taken on the compensation. And basically, you see all the different positions that we talked about. There was 9 of them there. The top line is the previous compensation or cost for the city, and then the second line after that is under the 2016 plan. So like on the first one, the administrative assistant, you see the city cost for that position was $82,340,
right.
And then goes up to $86,692. You'll notice that, you know, the majority of the employees actually went down or backwards as far as the city cost from this year versus 2016 versus 15. Highlighted on there was a police chief got a car allowance, and that was added on the worksheet that was in your packet, and there is no car allowance right now for that. The city provides a vehicle, so that adjustment was made.
And then the second item there, the Social Security, police and fire do not pay for Social Security. The one in your packet had that factor in there incorrectly. The car allowance, the previous chief did get a car allowance. The chief before that did not, so it's been kind of given, not given, depending on the circumstances. The present chief does not have a car allowance. He has a vehicle.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, Steve. Any questions on the information submitted?
So will this be updated for the minutes? So. You don't have to worry about keeping a piece of paper.
You bet.
Just for my own information, if I will.
Yes.
We had another page before that we're doing those market adjustments. When we saw those, just my own curiosity, now I see this. Are we comparing apples and apples those were straight salaries we looked at before, or were they total compensation packages? I mean, we keep adding other things. Do we want to examine this and this? And then when we're doing comparables, are they, they're probably no longer comparable, I would assume.
Not really. You know, this was a follow-up question after the council took action and said, here's what I want. It, you know,
right.
And this represents that question.
So this should not be looked at with previous information at all. This is updated specific for Wilmer-based questions.
Just for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's good information.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. I just want to make sure when I'm looking at things, I'm comparing equals.
Thank you. Will that be included in our information? Good, please. Okay. Anything else? Recommend motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.